everybody. Welcome to the house of Larry Mons, where you always get a double help of the justice and truth. Now come on in. It's Monday Movie Magic. Sheesh, yes, we promise, and we're doing a good one tonight. Yes, it's all about the Wakanda Forever, the sequel to that hit Black Panther. We're going to deal with it, as I said, that nobody else could deal with it, as being the originator of the character. I was just reading in one source that wondering where the name Wakanda came from. I told you that before, how it came to me. When I came up with the name Wakanda, how I made the name T'Challa, how I did the other things. To create the character and the ambiance of a nation of super powerful blacks called Wakandans. We'll get into some preliminaries first, and then don't get into the festivities of dissecting this film. I just saw breaking news that the young man shot in Kansas City, Missouri, and the head has been released from the hospital. Only one source I saw said that, breaking news. So I'm going to give out the news too. If it's wrong, sorry. But I'd rather give out some good news for us tonight. Talking about the people shot at a birthday party, just like the people shot at a funeral the other day, or at a wedding. These nutcases just won't let you be. They follow you and they want to intimidate everybody else. They don't face you man to man. And as Pop said in the movie Friday, they're too scared to use these. They don't want to knuckle up. Only thing they know how to do is to shoot and run and try to hold up their pants while doing it because it's falling. And sheesh. So President Biden now is trying to talk once again about assault weapons and the problem of mass shootings in this country. Also, spy that now is in hot water. I don't know about if he's in out of the cold, but they're going to rake him over the coals, as I said they should. Nobody wants to play with this kid from Maryland. He may think that he's big doo-doo. He's not. And I think that they need to show him and show the others that think that there's fun and games with Dick and Jane. And what the white man usually do is make him rich afterwards. Even if he served 6 months in jail, he comes out and become a consultant for the federal government at $100 million or whatever. So he hasn't lost anything. He'll do 6 months for $100 million and live the lifestyle that he wants to live. He should come out with nothing. Nothing. That means that he is told to stay off the internet. It means that he's told that he can't go to chat rooms. He'll have a dull life. But either he do that or he go back for probation violation. I would give it to him. You know, like I said, he's allegedly accused of being a spy. Also, I told you about the Chinese connection here. People laugh at me and think it's funny, but they're talking about Chinese police stations, they call it, mini stations, and stating that they're all over the country and all over the world, where it's mini spy based. What they do is they get the Chinese dissidents and the others traveling around the world and in the United States, find out where they are, get information, send it back to China, kidnap dissidents and so forth. And we don't know if they go as far as to execute or exterminate these people yet. I haven't heard anything about that. But I told you that a cadre of Chinese was here. It's just too prevalent. And Trump never saw it, never thought about it. All the Chinese that were trying to get to him, spies and so forth. I'm wondering how in the world, on top of this 21-year-old spy, that now people don't want to say his name. I read a whole article about him in a Chicago paper. They didn't name him. They shouldn't. He should receive very little notoriety other than in the court dockets. So that's something that's happened here. A show on 60 Minutes last night about AI. It's the same thing I warned you about and told you about. And I told you how sophisticated AIs have become, where they actually is becoming scary. And I told you about my testing and so forth of AIs and programs and so forth. Remember I told you that a computer cannot help but to cheat? They can't build a computer that won't cheat. It's telling itself, don't cheat, don't look, but it's looking all the time. Like I said, you know, I can't unsee that. A computer cannot unsee what you type into it. It's in its memory banks. Whether far or whatever, it's there. Now they're telling you the same thing, whether it's kicking a soccer or writing a story, completing a story, a Hemingway story. I told you about the robot that I was working with. The technocrats. Elon Musk was trying to send up his Starship today. It's the first Starship. It's not the last Starship, but he got so many Starships that have blown up on the launch pad that a stuck valve or whatever prevented it from going up today. Maybe it'll go up tomorrow or in 48 hours. We're giving you this information like nobody else can give it to you. Like we'll give to you about Wakanda Forever. Now, also, it's the 10th anniversary of the Boston Massacre, where I came up with that famous saying, Boston Strong. I said that, and it immediately was picked up by everybody, news sources, and everybody was talking about Boston Strong. So, now, like they say, rest in power, they say, Boston strong. Stay strong. And that could apply to any city that's dealing with any type of problem, such as Boston did with the massacre of people and the mutilation of people. How many people lost limbs? Saw tonight on the news, two brothers lost legs. Because someone, and a young white man, and his brother thought they knew what to do, just like this young spy. And so he's going to control everything for everybody else, and that means take a pressure cooker and make a bomb out of it and blow us all to kingdom come, Ashish. I'm doing okay. Things are going topsy-turvy for the old man, but I'm still going to do what I usually do. We've been holding off on our Monday Movie Magic, which is very popular, simply for the fact because I think that major news, just like Donald Trump now, is given a deposition back in New York City. and Vice President Pence and others, and they're looking for the president being indicted in maybe two or three other venues. Nothing to laugh at. You know, Trump said that the Secret Service was crying and the police were crying and so forth when he was booked. They weren't crying because they were sad that he got booked. They were this jackass that ruined the presidency and their image that they had to be tied up with a president that now and forever is known as so incompetent that he's been impeached twice, had numerous reports about him, and now indicted as a thief. So the tears would flow, it would flow from any patriot. It's not flowing simply for the fact that the Donald is beloved. You ruined these people's reputation and their lives and their careers because they're tied with you now forever saying, yeah, that was me there. You know, famous photos of people in situations just like when Oswald was shot in the Dallas basement of the police department. The man with the 10-gallon hat on. His face is engraved in your mind. Or when Reagan was shot, the Secret Service agents, they're pointing and covering him. Their face is all is known. These people will always be known because of their faces of a president, as they call a perk walk. And it's not a funny thing. It's nothing to celebrate. Well, we're going to get on the Wakanda Forever. I watched the film. Just got through watching it just a few minutes ago again to refresh my mind because it's been a minute since I looked at it. And I tell you that, of course, I recommend it that Marvel do Secret Invasion, which was one of their titles that I thought would be very popular, which is now a film. I don't know when it will be released. But I could, as having an eye for things, I had an eye for Secret Invasion being put on the big screen. And I see that with stories of the Black Panther from the original Black Panther. And the death of Chadwick Boseman, who played T'Challa, King T'Challa. They try to, you know, get us in a guessing game as who's going to be the next Black Panther. Then they show a silhouette of a skinny person in a Black Panther costume. And, you know, that looked kind of feminine. If you didn't know that it was Shuri that played the part also in the comic books, that this funny book movie that I have to say had got one of the best soundtracks in it. Of course, costumes with Ruth Carter, Oscar winning people. I thought that the song should have won the best picture Oscar for song, soundtrack. But to get into the meat and the potatoes of the story, I'm going to start from the beginning of what they showed. They showed Shuri running around in her laboratory trying to find a cure. And of course, we know that Chadwick Boseman is dead now. So what it is trying to say, how can we kill off T'Challa and the Black Panther and do it with dignity. That's what it comes to. There's many ways that it could have been done besides the way they decided to go about it, which I disagree with. I would have liked to see a scene like from Superman Return, which is another one of my movies I suggested. But when Superman went up and took the big island of kryptonite up into space to toss it away from Earth, and he fell to Earth injured. He was picked up by the rescue squad. You could see them running with him and the gurney there by looking at him because they know who he is. The police department know who he is. The doctors and nurses all looking at him. They know who this man is coming through here. So that's Superman. And he blowing out lights and so forth and trying to stick needles in us. They bending. Well, that's the same thing I would like to have seen them do for T'Challa. To have King T'Challa die and don't know what he died of yet. They have yet to tell us any disease that he died of. Not even a simple cold, a COVID. He just up and died and said, I'm going to try to find some cure for him. I thought those magic beads were supposed to be able to do a great deal of medicinal properties. It's magic wonders. But it couldn't cure T'Challa. And so Shuri, with her AI, Geralt, and she's very picky and so forth. Instead of her working with the medical staff to try to ascertain what is it in his system, what did he consume? Was he poisoned by somebody? You know, you could have wrote it up that he could have walked by somebody stuck a pin in him, one like a spy, and like the Russians do. And it was slowly poisoning him. Anything, you know, that could have been something they tried to do to see. How can I save him because he's poisoned? Or it could have been the fact that Thanos, Hitler, his people and minions got to him. But I would have made it a little more important than saying, well, he's sick. Is it the common cold? Is it hangnails? Is it bad breath? Is it dandruff? What is killing him? We yet to know. So she comes in and Queen Ramonda walks in and said, well, it's too late. He's gone. So they missed a great scene there. You see how I explained how I would have done it, and it would have been much better than the lackluster scene that she's arguing with her AI to see them trying to save this man. You don't have to show his face. Could have showed a silhouette. Could have showed his torso, which would have been another actor and so forth. They did not do that. So now that comes up with the funeral and saying goodbye to T'Challa, King T'Challa, so he can go and be with the elders under the elder tree. That lackluster, it lacked the ump and emotion. It didn't exert any sympathy or sadness really out of me other than Chad was gone. But T'Challa, I was saying, they really didn't put him away like they should have. I would have liked to have seen Shuri, you know, as they preparing T'Challa's body for burial. I'd like to have seen Shuri go in there where the man is preparing the body and move them away and wash and bathe the body of her brother and help dress him. and place him in the coffin herself. That would have been more dramatic than simply showing them walking down the road of a marketplace that they always wanted to show at Wakanda, with the great skyscrapers in the background, where trains go up the side of the building and so forth. It lacked luster. It didn't exert any emotion. To see her doing that would have exerted some emotion, that she had done everything she could for him, straighten up his shirt, button his jacket for him that he wore, looking good. Make sure that he looked good like she did when she's making his Black Panther costumes. Maybe she could even design that and said, this is what he was going to be buried in. They showed the mural on the wall that really didn't exert any emotion from me. That's supposed to be when Queen Ramonda stopped as they were walking and toward you thought a burial place. Now, first of all, remember, here's the king is dead. They really not showing any emotion from the nation or the world. I would have liked to have seen the death of T'Challa, that they were showing inside the homes of the Wakandans, that they lived luxuriously. Some may not as well as others. They had their TV on watching the funeral. I would like to have seen them standing there as they walk, going by, holding up flags or beating their chest, you know, doing a double arm. I'd like to see the flags around the world be lowered. That's dramatic. Ah, sheesh. But did we see any of that? No. Then on top of that, the greatest question that can be asked is, as Siri said, looking at her brother's toes, what is this? What is this? When they got to a certain juncture, one of the Wakandan aircraft or spaceships, which when I made them spaceships for a reason, come by, stopped. The coffin hovers, get the horizontal, vertical, and then goes up inside the craft. Then the craft flies off. To where? Timbuktu? To Mars? To the moon of Uranus? You know, where did it go? Who was driving it? I would have liked to have seen a place that they had reverence for the leaders who were the Black Panther in their time period, including his father, T'Challa's father, his Baba, that they would have had, whether it's a pyramid shape or what, a mausoleum, just like European kings do, where they bury their royalty. Do they just throw theirs in Wakanda? And this will play a point later on in what we'll talk about, what we talk about, the death of Queen Ramonda, played by Angela Bassett. Now, watching this film, which Prince Namor, or Namor, who Kukulkan, the plume servant for the Mayans, supposedly years ago, were forced into the sea. So you could say that they became the city of Atlantis. This was never really brought out that that's what they are, is the lost city of Atlantis. And to show their technology, they say that they got a source of vibranium, and that Americans people who we find out later on are spies and explorers and so forth, took an invention from a young girl, 19-year-old girl, and went down and found the source of vibranium. And then Namor comes up and thinks, well, I kill her. She's got to die. They already know you got the vibranium. They know where it is located at. Why are you going to come and kill a scientist? And a scientist as a child. What could you gain from that? But that's what they made as a conflict. So the Mayans, or whatever you want to call them, the Tarkans, to me, are not a great villain as Ulysses Claws. I would have rather had Ulysses Claws with that one arm alive and as a nemesis than Namor. Namor didn't do it for me. I had a storyline, and I liked Namor in the comic books. I didn't like him in the movie, and this has nothing to do with the actor. I don't think he looked the part. I don't think that he played the part like it was supposed to be. They wanted to make it another minority movie with fantastic minority people, which were South American people who are strong and intelligent too, just like the Wakandans. Okay. You've done that. But I would like to have Namor look like Namor. And I have to say, this time, not brown skin. Namor always was white-skinned and thin, not short and stumpy. He's a tall, wiry guy who can cut through the water and not, short, where he would really have a lot of drag in the water trying to swim fast. But that's who they cast to be the nemesis. As I said, I would have kept Ulysses Claws and had Ulysses Claws doing things that enemies do and thieves do. And he knew about the Wakandans, he knew about the vibranium and so forth. That should have been the storyline, the major storyline. But let's stick with Namor right now. The story of these people swimming in the water with feathers on didn't do it for me either with the costuming. I think ceremonial and so forth, out of the water, yes. This film was also filmed dark, too dark. I couldn't see many of the things happening in the film until it came to the light of day. And then you could enjoy it. You could see the different people talking and their emotions. You could see what they had on and so forth. You couldn't see that in a lot of it because they were in caves or they were somewhere else, and there was no source of light such as torches or candles or flashlights, you know, or keg lights. They could have had some form of lighting that it could have been where you could see what was going on. So a lot of the film was that way. And so when they come to tell the Wakandans, you got to kill her and bring her to us, this young girl, that means if they know where she is, why don't they go get her themselves? Duh. You come bother these people to do a job that you don't want nobody to know that you exist. Now you letting them know that you exist. instead of telling nobody. And the next thing she know, your secret agents got her under the arm and bringing her to your nation, under the water, under the waves. So they went and they warned this young girl who was in college. Now, I didn't like that. Riri. Little Riri should have remained Little Riri. I would like for the film actually to have started like the film ended. T'Challa had promised that they were going to make, promised to Siri, they were going to make stations for the world and give technology and so forth of the Wakandans. And where the show that the brothers were there they were fighting these forces, which is fighting each other, lying to each other. You know, at the beginning, T'Challa's father and his uncle. Those two boys looking up at that spaceship as it flies off with the Wakandans. I would like to have seen that start out to be the first mini station that he told Siri that was going to be her job. Like for Siri to have been teaching them, including teaching Riri. Riri should not have been a stranger to her. Riri should have been a protege of hers. And she marveled at Riri. Her uncle should have been in the movie. The one with the mechanic shop that taught her how to bend metal and to use torches and so forth like that. Another case, they missed out. That could have been a part for a black man to play. And who knows what could have been done. They got him dead, as far as I think, the way they talk. And Riri got the shop all by herself as a 19-year-old woman. I didn't care for the situation that they set up with Queen Ramona. The queen didn't talk like she was actually in charge. You didn't see her really acting. She's trying to comfort her daughter. There's very little to come up with. What killed my son? Killed the king. Why am I now queen? As I said, that was never answered. We don't know. They probably know. I'm pretty sure Roger Kugler and others know in their mind what killed him. Well, he didn't tell us, T'Challa. So I gave right now just a few scenes that I think that you could see that it would have made it not a funny book movie, but a contender for Best Picture. Because the scenes would have been big boy type of situation and not children's movies. You know, it's not Winnie the Pooh and Puss in Boots. Ramona wants to protect her daughter, Siri, who is suffering because of the loss of her brother. And of course, Okora comes and tells some of the stupidest thing in the world to Ramona. I'm going to go and get this scientist, Siri, and I, Riri, and I think I want to take the princess with me for a vacation. She needs time off. She needs to clear her head. This is a mission, a high-powered mission. People are talking about killing this woman, and you try to take a royal to a place that could get them assassinated or killed too. And you're supposed to be a general. And so that's what took place. They go to the college, Akora in Surrey, brings her back and find out that eventually she's kidnapped with Surrey and taken by the people of Namor. Didn't make sense. But then Queen Ramona said, look, you have lost my daughter. I got to now strip you of your general stripes and stars or whatever they have there in Wakanda. And you're going to be punished and banished. And the other people were saying, look at all the good she has done. To me, that means Ramona is not a good leader. So what you're saying is that you just made a villain out of somebody that's supposed to be not a villain. The other people were telling her voice is a reason. Don't you think you're overreacting a little bit? First of all, you should never have allowed her to go. And of course, Akora should not have offered to take her, even if she wanted to go. But that's how they wrote this story up. They had some cute little scenes. Had a little cute little talk and so forth. Like Cora saying, oh, I like her. Oh, little girl, you can either come with us to Wakanda, conscious or unconscious. Cute little dialogue. That's about all it is. It really made no sense. So when they're kidnapped and Ramona is trying to get her daughter back, you don't see anybody else, spies or special military or anybody else, or using any of the technology that is known there, or even Surrey's AI. They try to find Princess Surrey, and eventually the queen is made to try to save the day herself. With a kingdom of horses and men, she's got to save the day herself. So she jumps in the water and saves Surrey and saves Riri. But what happens? She drowns. You saved these people, but you drown afterwards. That's scientifically almost impossible. If you made it out of the water, you might die of a heart attack or stroke. You're not going to die of drowning. But that's how they did. Angela Bassett said that she really didn't want to die, didn't want her character to die. And it's just like in Independence Day 2. I remember in Independence Day 2, they killed off Vivica Fox character. And I asked Vivica, I said, were you ready to die? She said, no, I didn't want to die. Well, actually, I know how to bring her back. But it's ridiculous that they kill off all of their leaders. So you got in Independence Day, Hiller and his wife, both dead now, unnecessarily. You can't insert them in any storyline really now. Queen Ramona is gone. You can't insert her. I would like to have seen her and see what type of journey she went on after her death. As never being a Black Panther, would she have gone to the tree where her husband and son is? And that's something I would have liked to have seen also for T'Challa to actually end up there as he had before talking to his father and the ancestors, but they tell him this time he stays. He don't get a chance to leave. He can't leave. And they embrace him and surround him. But Ramona, never being the Black Panther, will not get that. Killmonger, I think, should get that and should be there. They showed Shuri talking to him and not to her father or her brother. And wonder if, when she die, will she get the treatment? But the movie lacked luster, like I said. Then they brought in the oppressor, the colonizer. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to get into all the savings and who don't save who in the war. So, but the battles lack luster. I didn't see anything that really was important to me. There was one or two hand-to-hand fights, and that was it. But you would think that these two nations that was super technology, and the world was afraid of them, would almost be blowing up the whole world with what they had in their own arsenal. Nothing. Didn't even seem like they had a pop gun. There weren't use of the animals like you would find Aquaman would have used the animals that he would command, the whales and the sharks and the octopuses and so forth. He didn't use that, Neymar, really. Just to toss them up on the ship and they fight. But they didn't do anything to help the battle. And I looked at that and I thought, they're missing another point. You want to show how great these nations are. And I'm not really seeing the greatness. As I said, the ship that took T'Challa's body, to me, shows that they're alien background. Would the aliens help them eventually if they need it? Kokovan with the Mayans. Could you actually make a plume serpent? It's a comic book movie. It's a fictitious movies, you make Thanos and so forth. Could you not make a plume god, whether he's from outer space or what? But you might have two different alien races fighting each other. You see how so many points left out that could have been done? Nothing. Lackluster. At the end, Shuri with Azuri, the spy, played by Lupita Nyong'o. First of all, let me say that Julia Dreyfus, playing the head spy master, lackluster. She did nothing. Shot a gun and ran. But you didn't see the power that she had. She never talked to the president. You didn't see her talk to the Joint Chiefs. You didn't see her talk to anybody, giving any orders. Nothing that showed that she's like an Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad, that she commands anything. Nobody's afraid of her. Nobody's in awe of her. You know, the way that the oppressor was talking to him, he don't respect her. And I can understand why. So what they should have done is had her a little more forceful. Gave her more dialogue. Made her more dark and sinister. That she don't care about nobody but to carry out her mission. and not afraid of nobody. So, Azuri, played by Lupita, as a spy, comes back and says later on that T'Challa didn't want her at the funeral. And I said, how T'Challa didn't want her at the funeral? That means T'Challa knew he was going to die. And they brought a young boy and said that he is Prince T'Challa the Second. Okay. And said that Queen Ramona had known about him. Why would you keep that from Suri? What good would it do to keep it from Suri? Why is that a secret? What do you tell the council? She still told her daughter that you got a nephew. There's an heir to the throne. And I don't understand why, of course, the mother may not want him to ever be king or ever be the Black Panther. You're still calling him prince. I don't understand how the spy network would not know that she was pregnant. Since when is that a secret? A woman is pregnant for 9 months? Whether she's in Haiti or where, they're going to be looking for her. She would have to report. And how is she going to keep that secret for 9 months? They would know that Azuri was pregnant and then gave birth. But I just say that the bad writing and directing, and I hate to say that, costumes weren't as great as it was in the beginning. Soundtrack, fantastic. Acting, fantastic. With what they had, they acted great. But I mean, can't you just see like the beginning, as I said, with the film? If you're going to kill T'Challa off, kill him off right. Let it be known what he's dying of, so you know whether he can be saved. Then after he's not saved, what are you going to do? You don't just walk down the street with a coffin and say, well, that's supposed to be him. And then we're done with Chadwick Boseman. I would like to have seen the camaraderie between the brother and the sister, even in death, as she's washing his body, combing his hair, buttoning up his shirt and his jacket, kiss him on the forehead. All those things exert emotion that would have made it maybe into a Oscar-winning film. Can't do that now. And then that the question, like I said, where did the body go? We got to come back to the same thing, saying that the film lackluster and the things that it really showed didn't make sense. They fighting, saying, you bring us this scientists so we can kill them. You know the scientists exist, but you can't go get them yourself. Yeah. You're a powerful nation. You got to come and cause World War III in order to get one person. They don't think very well down under the sea. I don't know what they're going to have for the next Black Panther. But I tell you what, don't they know that Suri is the queen? Suri is not Princess Suri any longer, as they're calling her. Unless the council, you got her and the council fighting each other, and the council is running things. The general with the plate in his mouth an older black woman. I loved her in the first Black Panther. I think I saw her in one of the end scenes in at this film when Mabuku, that I thought really should have played the Black Panther. I spoke about before. And I think one of the great actors in the way he plays the part. I would like to have seen him come into himself and not do as he did at the end, say he wanted a challenge to be the Black Panther and fight somebody who fights Shuri. How much of a man, as big as he is, talking about he wanted to fight Shuri to be the Black Panther or be king? Maybe Shuri, see, I'm not going to give them any ideas. I'm not being paid. But I told you what they should have done to make this dynamite movie. And the first one, I would not have killed off Claws, as I said. That would have kept him alive. Whether he got away, you didn't see him in the rest of the movie. You know that he could come back. But once you kill people, they're gone. Also, this movie made no mention of the battle with Thanos. There's no mention of the Fade when people disappeared for 5 years, including Wakandans and so forth. Nothing. And, of course, no mention of Tony Stark's death, the death of Iron Man. Which, by the way, I thought that you would have seen, just like you did at the end of Infinity War, all of the great superheroes, Avengers, and so forth, they're at the dock side, and they pan from one to another, and you know what group that they represent, whether it's Ant-Man or whether it's Rhodey and War Machine and so forth. That's what they could have done with the people who were Avengers and fought side by side with T'Challa. Nothing. It's like nobody cared that he lived or died. We're giving you the best information here, more than anybody else give, because, like I said, I know the character better than anybody. I'm disappointed in this film. I'm disappointed how they portrayed Namor. I'm disappointed how they did Shuri. Made Shuri into a person that says that you want to burn down the world. Why? What reason would you want to burn down the world when your brother and your father is trying to save the world? Why would you want to burn down the world? And they said that's why the Atlanteans came up, and because they know she said it and want her as an ally. Everybody's going to die. Don't she realize that? As a scientist, she should know life and death very well. And destroying the world is going to keep or bring her brother back or her father back, and not going to keep her alive. But that's what they put in her mouth. And I said, now, that doesn't seem to be too much of a superhero to me to say you want to burn the world down. It wasn't because it was evil that it showed that evil existed, or that the world was warring and killing itself and fighting itself for pollution or anything. She just said, I'm angry because my brother's dead, so I feel like I want to kill the world off. okay. Maybe she's not right in the head. You don't say things like that if you're right in the head. That's how you get to be a mass shooter, shoot up a school, and so forth, because you think people owe you something or are your enemies and they have done, you know, harm. So you shoot the innocent people as well as people who may have got on your last nerve. Well, you listen to the House letter to Maxwell, you always get double helping of justice and truth. We dealt with Wakanda Forever. That famous movie, Marvel and Coogler and so forth, and we give our condolences once again to the widow of Chadwick Boseman and family and friends, colleagues. But I don't think you did him well. I don't think you did him justice. I think you just glossed over the fact that he existed and to show the beginning of the film, you show the flip, the different things of Chad. I would like to have seen, like I said, that they showed the house and they got a picture of Chad and different houses and businesses and so forth, governmental offices, just like we do the President of the United States, faces in every post office. I would like to have seen that with Chad Boseman, that they showed that he'll never be forgotten. As I said, all flags flown at half staff, flags coming down on the ships, planes flying over. But they missed a great point to say a great farewell to both King T'Challa, the Black Panther, and Chadwick Boseman. You listen to the House letter to Maxwell, you always get a double help of justice and truth. If you want to get our notification, please push the button. If you want to be a patron, please let us know. If you got anything to say, please direct message us or whatever, email us. We are here for you. And we'll be back on Flashback Friday to deal with it one more time. We're about ready to get out of here. We're glad that you came in and enjoyed the show. And I think that you can understand, I'm giving you lessons on how to actually grow to write with emotion, write with a sense of purpose. Not just I got to put something on paper, so I just write something and have a cute little word said, and that's it. That you can see it clearly in your mind. Well, you listen to the House letter in the mouth, where you always get a double level of justice and truth. Like Pepe said, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. And sheesh.